Lizette is next, and I have to ask, I'm sorry, is Heather on the call? Before we continue, is Heather Gray on the call?
Heather is on the call, yes.
Heather, I need to ask you to take the chair for a moment. I need to leave the call and attend to a management issue, and I will be back in a moment. Okay? Thank you. The stack right now is Lizette was my last clear person. I had Nita, I had Manage.
You had Lydia. But I
had Lydia. I had Teresa Allen. So actually, Teresa Allen is before Manage. So Lydia, Lizette,
and Teresa.
I have Lizette.
And
Lydia.
Benito at the end.
I know, but I put you on later because you had stuck in once. So hold on.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I have Lizette, Monage, Lydia, Teresa, and Benito. Is that not correct?
Yeah. Hold on. No. Okay.
Summer.
So the order is Lizette, Lydia, Teresa, Monage, Benito, Katia. But Benito's spoken once, so you should put him after Katia because she hasn't spoken, okay?
Summer, I asked to be back on the stack, and you acknowledged that you had put me back on the stack.
I apologize, Serene. Let me put you back on the stack. You've spoken once before Benito, okay? Or after Benito.
You
both spoke once. Right? Equal amount of speaking once. Okay.
After is fine.
Thank you. Okay, so do you have that, Heather?
And where is Serene? Where is Serene?
Yeah, so it's going to be Lizette.
At the very end, Heather.
Teresa, Manage, Katia
Benito,
Teresa.
And Serene?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. I think I have it right. I know you
Lydia.
All have it
right. Lydia.
I don't.
No, it's Lizette,
Lydia, I have
Lizette,
Lydia,
Teresa, and then Monique. And then
Monique, Katia, Benito, and Serene.
You've got everyone.
All right.
Thank you. I'll be back
in
just a moment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Lizette?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello?
Yes, Lizette, please go ahead.
Right. You know, I have been trying to follow this discussion, and I'm not sure that I'm following it. So I want to ask a question before I make my point. What was the reason for us trying to change the date? Chair?
Yes, I hear.
What was the reason for us trying to... And there's water or something... Somebody's running water or something.
I agree. If everyone would please mute your phone if you're not talking, it would be appreciated. All right, Lizette. So your question is why...
I'm asking, what was the reason for us trying to change the date?
Yeah. Richard, would you like to make that explanation?
Yes. Summer referred to it a minute ago. And I think some other people referred to it, too. The three licenses, FCC relicensing for WBAI is due on the Monday of that we would be meeting. And since our check since our tech crew is responsible for a great deal of that, paperwork and whatever else, you know, the statistics and stuff, they asked that. They said they couldn't do both at the same time. So I tried to get in touch with the board and asked what the board's will was if they wanted to move it back a week. 13-2 said they favored it. And the question was raised about that. And apparently, who was it? Carolyn Burden made a motion to do that, to move that meeting to the February the 7th or the 10th.
So,
Richard, Lizette, go ahead.
Yeah. So our technical staff asked for us to give them an easy time, basically, because they couldn't do something twice.
Yes.
We asked for a straw poll. According to what I'm hearing, it's against the bylaws. And I've also heard some people criticize us sticking to Robert's rules too much. Now, the entire discussion, I'm sure people out there listening and wondering what on earth are these people doing when we have two stations, well, not so much two, but one in particular is at the verge of bringing the entire network down. And this is what we're spending the last half an hour trying to do. Does this make sense? Does this depict a group of people being serious about anything? I don't think so. And if I were a listener listening, I'll be embarrassed too. This don't make too much sense.
Yes, thank you, Lizette. I'm going to ask Lydia, you're next.
Yes, I'd like to make an amendment. I don't have some, I've already spoken, you know, the 7th is okay with me as long as the terms of the existing directors, my own included, are not extended. So my amendment is to seat the board for the bylaws on a phone conference on January 31st. It's already reserved on the calendar, except it says 8:30 a.m. instead of p.m. because we thought we'd be having the in-person meeting. So there are no calendar conflicts. That's the only adjustment that would have to be made. So that's my amendment.
Point of information.
Report on January 31st.
Point of information, Chair. Is that an amendment to the motion that Carolyn just put on the table? Is that what it is?
It's an amendment to the motion to start our meeting in person on February 7th. Isn't that what we're?
I need to ask you to repeat your amendment. The sound was kind of muffled. I couldn't hear.
Is to seat the board for the coming year on January 31st.
Seconded.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, point of information. Thank you.
And yes, I will send it.
Okay. It seems to me that that's not germane to the original motion. Is that the case? The question is this germane to the original motion?
Are you asking me? Yes. Only because since the bylaws say the board is seated on January 31st, that's really the only...
I'm sorry, I asked that question of the chair.
I'm sorry. I thought you were asking me since I was the maker. Sorry.
I think your question is a good one. It seems as if it's a separate motion altogether, in my opinion.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
Hold on
just a moment. Lizette, you have a point of information?
Yes, please. I want to follow the confusion here. Did I not hear Carolyn move a motion with a date for us to meet? And is this... the amendment that was just made and seconded, is that related to the motion that I thought was on the table?
I'm going to make a ruling here. I'm going to state that I don't think that Lydia's motion is germane to the main motion.
Is the main motion, Chair?
Main motion is I'm going to ask Richard to please cite the main motion. Would you please do that?
Since I haven't gotten this in print yet, this is the way I have it down. Bird moves that the D.C. in-person meeting shall be moved to February 7th through the 10th.
That's the main motion. So we're discussing the main motion right now. There's been another motion that's presented, but I think it's not relevant to the main motion. So that's the ruling I'm making on this. If anyone else would like to discuss...
I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Serene for the staff.
Okay, so the chair's ruling has been challenged. Is there any objections to that? It's been challenged. So, Mr. Secretary, do you want to...
Can I actually state why I'm challenging it?
My apology. Would you like to explain your objection, Brenda? Go ahead.
Yes. So there seem to be a pretty, oh my God, I can't think of the word. But Lydia's amendment is adding to the in-person meeting with the caveat of the seating of directors. So the in-person meeting is separate from when directors should be taking their place onto the board, which is why she added that amendment, or I assume that's why she added that amendment, saying that there's an in-person meeting that's scheduled for this date, given the circumstances for the technical staff, but the seating of directors happens on the 31st. That's the reason why I'm challenging it. It seems one and the same.
They're two different dates.
I'm sorry. Everyone, if you would like to speak, please be recognized first.
Yes.
Would anyone like to make any additional statements about this?
I'm sorry. Can you not hear me? I'm saying I'd like to speak to the issue. Can you hear me?
That's Doreen. Yes, go ahead, Doreen.
Yes, thank you. The fact is that the original motion passed by the board was for January 31st to February 3rd, or that last weekend. The alternative that's being offered is for February 7th to the 10th for the in-person meeting. The amendment that Lydia is making says, fine, we may have the in-person meeting on February 7th. However, the board, the new board that the bylaws require be seated in late January, shall be seated on January 31st by telephone conference. It is very much germane. You know, just because we can't comply with one end of the bylaws doesn't mean we should violate every possible, you know, provision in the bylaws.
Can we vote on the amendment?
Okay, Janet, you have to stop doing that. It's rude. I have the floor and I'm speaking. If you want to be recognized, you wait.
I'm sorry. Serene. Have you finished your comment?
No, Heather, don't call Serene. I'm not the person who's stepping on someone else.
No, I know. I'm sorry, Serene. I thought I was mute. I didn't realize.
I was just testing.
So why aren't you saying Janet?
I apologize. Janet, sorry, everyone. Please. Serene, have you finished your comment?
You thought you were mute, so you were shouting to be recognized.
Yeah, right. I talk to myself when I'm on mute.
Janet, hold on.
Sorry.
Serene, have you finished your comment?
So I would argue that the amendment is very much germane. It is saying we can't always do everything, and we actually don't know if there's going to be money to even do it on the 7th, but we can't forever keep pushing off the seating of the board. The bylaws are very clear that it should happen, it must happen, in late January.
All right, so my ruling is that I'm not contesting this amendment. I'm just stating that it's separate from what the main motion is what I'm saying. So my ruling has been challenged. So are there any other comments about this? And the secretary can go to a vote.
Yes, Benito, I've been waiting.
Benito, yes. Go ahead, Benito.
Thank you, Heather. You know, I'm going to say what Serene just said in case maybe I can say it a different way. We are trying to change the meeting date. If we had maintained the first meeting date, we would be able to comply with the bylaws. Since we're trying to change the meeting date, the in-person meeting date, doing so and not doing something about the seating of the new board so that we can comply with that other part of the bylaws would be irresponsible. And so if we must move the meeting because we don't have money, and as Summer indicated, she thinks we will have the money for the 7th, but thinking and knowing and being absolutely 100% sure are two different things, and this foundation seems to, you know, continually not have money to do stuff on time. Well, all those things might happen. We might end up having to postpone this meeting 2, 3, 4 times. Hopefully that will not happen. Hopefully we'll have the in-person meeting on February the 7th.
Sure.
Lulu said, hold on. However, the bottom line is we should comply with the bylaws and seat the new board. So one thing is related to the other. One thing is being proposed because the other thing is being proposed. If we had stuck with the original date...
Benito, your time is up. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah, so if I can finish my sentence...
Please finish your sentence.
Thank you. If we had complied with, or if we had been able to... you know, hold the meeting as originally planned, then there would not be a problem with the seating of the board.
Point
All
of,
right, thank
point
you
of
so
information,
much.
Chair.
Yes. Is that Luzette?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What we're trying to discuss here right now is whether your ruling is challenged and whether the challenge is based, you know, whether the challenge is correct. Am I right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Right. Do you have anybody on the stack, or can I say something?
You can go ahead and say something.
Right. It's clear to me that the two things are different. There's nothing that suggests that we're going to violate the rule. First of all, if we agree on the date, the change of date, that's one thing. And there's nothing to stop us, as is being attempted, to then make another motion to seat the board on another date. The two things don't match. They're separate. Vote on the date, the change date, and then vote that we seat the board by telephone. I mean, for God's sake.
Thank you, Lizette. I'd like to move forward with the vote on the ruling of the board.
Central to the stack.
No.
I'm sorry.
Can we vote?
Central to the stack. Central to the stack.
Hold on a moment. So, Nancy,
Margie,
go ahead.
Margie would like to be on the stack.
And, Margie, I'll put you on the stack.
Thank you.
Nancy, go ahead, please.
You know, it's really just a point of information. Why? What's the logic of us not seating the new board ASAP?
I have been on stack for some time.
Point of order.
Who is that, Teresa?
Point of order. Madam Chair, I believe the discussion is whether to accept the chair's ruling, and you're allowing some people to speak off topic.
I think it's time to vote on
whether we accept the judge's, the chair's ruling and move on.
Are you calling the question?
Yes, no. I'm not calling the question. I'm asking you as chair to say it's time to vote.
No.
My point of information has not been answered.
Okay, Heather, I have stacked for some time, and you are calling on other people. You should. I suggest that you go on this.
Please don't speak until you've been recognized.
People who have been
Manager, please make a comment. Manager?
Yes, I'm calling the question for voting on the position on ruling the chair.
Thank you very much.
Second.
And it's been seconded. Mr. Secretary, would you please go to the vote?
Okay, I'm here. What is this a vote for?
This is the challenge to the ruling of the chair. Thank you.
Okay.
Specifically, what is that?
It's that the issue of the seating of the new board members is separate from when we will meet in Washington, D.C.
I don't know what that means.
This is
there
Summer.
Have been two motions, there have been, thank you, Summer. There have been two motions that have been presented. One is that we will change the time that we're meeting in Washington, D.C. The other is that there will be a seating of the new board members on January the 31st. What I'm saying is that these are two separate issues.
Yeah.
So that was my ruling. And so I'm asking for the secretary to please call the vote on this.
Okay, you all ready?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Siegel? Wilkinson?
No. Oh, wait a minute. No, I do not support the chair.
Right. Okay, it does not sustain the chair.
Do not sustain the chair.
Diaz?
No.
No. King?
I do sustain the chair, yes.
Yes. Norman?
No.
No. Stitt?
Yes.
Yes. Burden? Brisson?
No.
Frumshoe?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Is Reese there?
Reese is here and will support the ruling of the chair. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Alan?
Yes.
Yes. Apollinar?
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell?
No.
No. Uzel, yes. Burton?
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Robert?
No.
No. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. You're chair. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Seven.
Thank you. So the ruling has been supported. And Summer, please continue.
Thank you. Heather, where were you in the stack?
Point of procedure, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Are we voting on my motion, or are we considering a second motion at the same time?
Let's vote on your motion.
Heather, can you state what Carolyn's motion was so I can pick up where you're leaving off?
Chair.
I'm going to ask Carolyn to repeat her motion, or for Richard.
Yes, certainly. It was to move the in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. to February 7th through the 10th.
Thank you. And the second was by whom?
Seconded.
Janet.
Janet, okay. Monica, I heard you. I think it was Janet the first time around. All right, thank you. We're going to a vote. If you support this motion, then please vote yes. If you do not, then please vote no, or you may abstain. Richard, will you call the roll, please?
Okay. Alan?
So Alan says yes.
Yes. Polinar?
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell?
No.
No. Uzel, yes.
There you have it.
Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt?
Yes.
Yes. Brisson?
No.
No. Frumshoe?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Well, to 6.
Thank you. The motion carries. The meeting date is set. Thank you. What was next on the agenda? Any other?
Brenda for the stack again.
Check.
Okay. I had Lizette King and then Brenda. Go ahead, Lizette.
And Carolyn on the stack, please, for the next motion.
Yep.
And is on
Check.
One moment, please, Lizette. Everyone's asking to be recognized. Okay, so I have, is that Brenda, Carolyn, Janet, was
no.
that right?
No,
Manijay, I'm sorry. And okay, and anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Lizette, please.
Chair, I move to call a question regarding when seating the board on telephone. I move to call a question.
The motion's not on the floor.
It was moved and seconded when I heard it.
The chair ruled it out of order, so it's no longer on the floor.
But you can reintroduce it.
Okay.
All right, I'll second it.
So my point was that we move to call a question on that motion. So if it turns out that I'm moving the motion and call a question at the same time, that's what I'm doing.
You can't do that.
But you can put it back on the floor. Go ahead and put it back on the floor. Move it yourself.
Okay. I move that we consider seating the board on telephone by meeting. When was it again? January 31st?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct, Lizette.
I'll second that.
Do you consider it, or do you want us to consider it, or do you want us to do it?
Well, I apparently can't do both, so I would like us to consider it because it seemed to be a reasonable motion.
Okay, only so you're moving. You're moving that the board seats the new board be seated by telephone on January 31st. Is that correct,
yes.
Lizette?
Yes. To comply with the bylaws.
Second. Who is the second, please? Right. Alan will second it.
Oh, I'll second it.
Okay. I think Alan beat Henschel on that one, but thank you. All right.
Either way.
So, do you wish to motivate, Lizette?
All I'm saying, what I've been hearing, if we did that, we will become in compliance with the bylaws, and that's why I'm moving it. And I wish we could just go to the vote, but apparently I can't do that. We're wasting too much time.
Thank you. Brenda is next. Thank you.
Lizette beat me to the punch, but I do support her motion. There's already been a scheduled stream of the 31st, so I think it would be appropriate just to make it a teleconference call, giving all the new directors the phone number and seating them in that manner, and also giving them an opportunity to even discuss their agenda for the in-person meeting the following week. It would actually be a refresher as opposed to getting, like we did this year, getting the agenda the day of our meeting with no anticipation beforehand, and also in the Houston meeting how we didn't even have an agenda. So it would be nice for the new board to not have to go through that as we did this year.
Can I make an amendment to the date? I would like to propose that we move it.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. I can put you on stack.
Okay.
Put you on stack.
Okay.
Thank you. Brenda, were you finished?
I was finished.
Okay. Alan, put the stack.
Thank you, Alan. I'll put you on stack. After Brenda was Carolyn, and then Manajay, Janet, then Alan. Go ahead. Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a little bit alarmed at seating members by telephone. I remember this issue coming up before, and we decided it was not appropriate or correct. I don't remember what kind of motion we passed. It was some years back, but I do remember the issue coming up, and the consensus was no. Now, Robert's rules I haven't been able to find. While telephonic meetings are appropriate, seating members is a whole different ball game. We've always done it in person, and we've ruled that we have to do it in person. And I disagree flatly with the contention that there's a separate, that the meeting on the 31st still exists once we've moved it to the 7th. We have a meeting to seat members on the 31st. We changed it to the 7th. And therefore, I think that the obligation to seat members at that 31st meeting moves with the changed meeting. I don't see two meetings. And I certainly don't see seating them by telephone. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe we need to do a little more research before we decide on this. But that's my, you know, gut feeling on it, and without having done all the research that I could, you know, with a little more time. If anyone else has done it, I'd like to hear the results. Thank you.
And this is Lydia to the stack.
Thank you, Lydia. I'll put you on stack. Next is Money J.
Summer, keep me on stack. I don't have anything to say on this issue at this time. Keep me on the stack, please.
Okay. Thank you. Janet?
I withdraw whatever motion I had in progress. I want to reflect on what Carolyn says.
Thank you. I fear I've lost someone in rotation, but I want to say Teresa Allen's next.
I call the question.
Second.
All right, the question's been called. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Yes, I object.
Is that
this is Brenda.
Brenda? Okay, Brenda objects to calling the question. We'll take a vote on calling the question. If you support calling the question, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Who called that question?
Brenda Medina. Oh, no, no. Sorry. Teresa Allen called the question. Brenda Medina challenged.
Allen called the question. Is that right?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Allen says yes.
Yeah, just a minute. Okay, Siegel. Wilkinson.
Wait, what's the motion? What's the motion we're voting on?
To close debate.
Calling the question.
Oh.
To end debate. Yeah.
Wilkinson.
No.
No. Diaz.
No.
No. King.
Yes.
Yes. Norman.
No.
No. Kit.
Yes.
Yes. Rizan.
No.
No. Crumshow.
Yes.
Yes. Medina.
No.
No. Allen.
Allen says yes.
Yes. Alinar. Can't hear you, Jessica. Hinchel. Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel, pass. Burden.
Yes, close the debate.
Yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts. Can't hear you, Sheree. Hello? Can't hear you. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. I'll say yes. Richard voted yes.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now? Hello?
That's Shereen. That's Shereen.
It is.
Okay, you want to vote on this?
No. Yes, I want to vote.
No.
I vote no.
I got you. No. Okay. No. Madam Chair, that that vote was 10 to 6. Needed a two-thirds vote.
10 to 6. I'm sorry? And you needed a two-thirds vote to close debate?
Right.
Okay, so the motion fails.
Chair, point of clarification?
Yes, Brenda.
So, Director Burden had mentioned a notion saying that having a seating of a director over the phone is improper, but I do want to, and I'll send out the California Corporations Code section that states that directors can only serve a one-year term, and so the term expires January 31st, which is why new directors would have to be seated at that point in time. I'll be sending that out, but I just wanted to give it, let other directors know of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. I'll have to see that, and I was about to look up the bylaws section. I know that we have extended the seating to coincide with the in-person meeting in the past, because I've been on this board long enough to see that. I know that's been our precedent, is not to seat by phone, but in fact to seat at the in-person meeting, which in this case is only being shifted out a week. As I recall, the first year I became chair, I was interim chair for a month because of an issue of that nature. So it certainly has been ruled the other way or voted the other way most of the time. So we should take a look at all of that.
Yeah.
All
right,
point
of information. Manager, point of information.
Yes, Manager.
If I remember correctly, last year I came on the board, and it was February. The meeting was in February.
That's my recollection.
No,
Margie wants
yeah,
to be on the.
That's
are
when,
you going
to
go through
when,
the back?
That was when I was seated. It was in February. It wasn't in January. Thank you.
Right.
That's what I remember. Thank you.
Well, thank you. One moment, please. I believe I had Lydia after Teresa Allen, and debate was not closed, so we continue.
Margie
back. I heard you, Margie, and I'll put you on static. And did I drop
Benito.
One out with all the Benito and anyone else? Okay, Lydia, go ahead, please.
Yes, I was seated on the phone in 2011. And I remember this because of the TRO that Rodrigo had to go to. That was realized after that, and yet he was able to attend the February meeting that was resolved before the in-person meeting, and I was already on the board. So I,
Lydia,
completely failing me, but I think
John, the staff, please.
And the term is from the end of January to the end. Those are the terms, and it's in the bylaws, it's in California Corporations Code, so I say we move ahead. However, I would like to amend it to be the 30th, or I'd be open to support for an amendment to be the 30th. The 30th is on a Thursday, if that's more attractive to people, since the 31st is on a Friday, and we usually meet on Thursdays as a special meeting. Thank you.
Lydia, just as a recollection, because I believe that is the year when I was chair pro tem for a month, is that, was it possible that we seated on the phone and we put off the election of permanent officers until the in-person meeting and we did pro tem in the interim? Was that the hybrid solution that we achieved?
Exactly.
Okay, that sounds like, yes. All right, that sounds correct. All right, and...
I'd like to second Lydia's amendment. Is that the time for that now?
Sure, to be on the 30th.
Yeah, the Thursday, the usual.
Right.
Point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair. Time has expired for the meeting.
Does someone wish to move to extend time?
Benito, I move that we extend 15 minutes.
Second.
Madam Chair, point of information.
One moment. Who's the second, please?
Serene.
Thank you, Serene. Yes, Teresa.
Madam Chair, don't the bylaws state that we need to make a decision on the bylaws amendments? Like, there's a timeline, so I was hoping to get to that tonight. I don't think 15 minutes will do it.
We have to
mm-hmm.
Second.
So, I'm sorry?
We have until February 7th to approve the talk line, ironically. Anyway.
Well, I was still hoping to get to the bylaws amendments tonight. I hope other people are, because I believe that the PNB is supposed to make a decision before the LSBs make a decision. So I don't think 15 minutes is going to do it. And I'm hoping people will get a little bit more cooperative so we can so I move that we add 45 minutes, not just 15.
Into open session? Okay. Is there a second for that?
I'll second it, but if we're going to talk about the amendments, I think that we need more than 45 minutes.
Another point of information.
Is that Serene?
It is.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. And in a coordinating committee call, I don't know, maybe November, we had agreed that the chair of the coordinating committee, who's the secretary of this body, would check with the chair of governance to get a timeline for
point of
the
order,
bylaws.
That is not a point of information. The members engaging in the debate.
Summer, you've got to tell that man that he gets to call a point of order and wait
point
to be
of order,
recognized
the member is
before he
begins
to speak.
John,
the member is engaging
point.
In debate, not
oh,
a point of information.
She has a question. Do you understand? Question.
It's a point of inquiry. You wish to know whether or not the chair of the coordinating committee conferred with the chair of the governance committee. Is that correct?
And whether or not we have a timeline so we can address that issue.
Thank
yeah.
You. Thank you.
Summer. I'm sorry, but I'm also specifically asking that you advise Member Cromshaw that when he has a point of order, he asks for a point of order, wait before he begins to speak, because pattern point of order, and this is the third time he's done this in this meeting when I've been speaking. It's a problem.
Thank you, Serene. Mr. Cromshaw, please wait to be acknowledged on your point of order. Ms. Roberts, and I guess it's somebody
from the stack, please.
And Janet to the stack.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is the Secretary. You have three motions on the floor.
Yes, we do, and I don't think you're allowed to have that
anyway,
many.
Time
times,
has expired.
Okay. So we're not going to debate anything. We're going to go to a vote on 45 minutes as a substitute versus 15 minutes on time extension. And depending on how that goes, if either one of those passes, we will continue to discuss for the remaining time. If neither of them pass, then we would go to a vote immediately to the motion
point
on the floor.
Point of procedure, please. A procedural inquiry.
Yes.
Yes to me?
Yes, and actually I've left out one piece of administrative minutia in the too many motions being on the floor. I'll go back to it. What is your procedural inquiry, please?
Okay. In order for me to vote on whether we're extending 15 minutes or 45 minutes, I need to know what the timeline really is on the bylaws. That's why I asked that question when I did.
Thank you. Thank you. I will get clarity there and cover the other piece of what is technically a motion. Richard, did you have an opportunity to confer with governance? Did governance have an opportunity to get back to you? Do we have a timeline or not? I don't know that we do.
I think it was within 45 days of the time that they were posted, which was October 25th, I believe, or something like that. And then after the PNB votes, then the LSBs have 60 days to do their voting.
Summer, I just sent it.
Okay, thank you.
Send the amendment process. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Summer, point of information. I think it's a point of information.
That's not right. 45 days. I'm sorry. I don't know.
One moment, please, Benita. One moment. Richard, I'm sorry. Could you, you were cut off.
I don't quote me on that because I was trying to remember, but I'm not absolutely sure, so don't use me as
okay,
an authority.
I think Lydia just sent something out on it, so thank you. I'm sorry, Benito, what did you...
Yeah, I had a question.
Yes.
And maybe Richard could clarify, but if I understood what you were saying, Richard, or if I understood what Richard was saying, I don't think that he was responding to Serene's question. I think... So why don't you clarify, Richard, were you reading off what the, let's say, bylaws say is supposed to happen, or what actually occurred between the governance committee and the coordinating committee?
No, I have two tablets, and many things going here. The laptop's going over here. I don't have that information. I came back and said, don't count me as an authority, because I don't know. I can get to that information right now.
Oh, okay.
There's not a timeline from governance right now, Benito. So he was quoting the bylaws.
Yeah, okay.
For time that we have to vote on it, which I don't think necessarily clarifies the answer. I do think Teresa may be right that time is of the essence in this matter, and we need to get that in terms of our role, the PNB's role, before the LCDs have to act. Because everything's off calendar at this point. You know, we're out of sync. Let me continue with the stack here and clarifying what we've got going on, because we're out of time. It's got confusing. Besides two motions to extend time, there was an amendment to change the date of the 31st to the 30th on the motion, which was to seat the delegates by telephone. So let me just ask, whether or not that motion passes, is any objection to adopting that amendment without objection, so we don't have to take a vote on it, so that if the motion passes, it's the 30th instead of the 31st? Is there any objection to that?
No.
Thank you. So we'll get that out of the way. Now we have two motions on the floor regarding time extensions, and then the motion regarding the motion itself. So we have a time extension of 15 minutes and a substitute of 45. We'll vote on the 45 first, depending upon the state, either vote on it again or vote on the 15, and depending on what happens with them, we'll either go to a motion or we'll discuss it longer and potentially it and other matters as well. The first one on the floor is to extend in open session for 45 minutes. Mrs. Secretary, could you call the roll? Thank you.
Okay, this is an amendment to the 15-minute one?
Substitute. It's a substitute,
okay.
So we'll take it.
Okay.
Okay.
Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Mitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel, yes. Burden?
Burden says yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts?
No.
Can't hear you, Sheree. No.
No.
I got no. Saba? Can't hear you, Manjay.
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Yord?
Yes.
Yes. Siegel? Wilkinson?
I'm sorry, Richard. This is to substitute the date of the 30th for the 31st? Is that what we're voting on?
No, 45-minute extension.
45-minute extension. No.
No. Okay. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman?
Yes.
Yes.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brazon?
Pass.
You won't have very long. Crumshill? Can't hear you, John. Medina?
No.
No. Burden, you passed. I mean, Brazon, you passed.
Yeah.
Crumshill, yes.
Did you
hear me?
No.
Just a minute, John. What was that, lady?
No.
Okay, John, what's up?
Yes.
Yes. Pass. Oh, just Lydia. Okay. I got 754. Madam Chair, 754.
Okay, 754, the substitute carries. The substitute is now the main motion. Is there any objection to the substitute as the main motion, or shall we take another vote?
Yes, I object.
Okay, so please take the vote again. This is where you have to vote on the substitute a second time after it's replaced the main. So, again, if you support staying in open session for an additional 45 minutes, then vote yes. If you do not, then please vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, please.
Can I ask a question?
One moment, Mr. Mm-hmm. Secretary. Yes, Serene.
Sorry. Lydia just sent us the language on the bylaws voting. Would it be okay if we read it for people who don't have computers in front of them right now?
Let me take a look at it. Just a second, please. Bylaws require requisite votes. Is that what you're speaking of?
Can you speak that louder?
I didn't understand what you said.
Bylaws require require requisite votes by both LSBs and PNB may vote first or last, as we did last year. So it says Article 17, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation Bylaws, Section 1, proposing amendments. Except it's provided in Section 1B3 below, the proposed amendments must be approved by the majority of all directors on the board and by the majority vote of all the delegates of at least three of the foundation radio stations. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendments within the 60-day period, beginning with the voting date of the PNB, or, and the sentence stops there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So perhaps you want to resend that, Lydia.
Okay. Thank you. Or just read it.
It says beginning with the voting date of the PNB, which would appear to set it as a prerequisite, no?
Well, no, it depends on what the or is. It depends on what comes after the or, no?
No.
I'll
send the whole section because it's out of context. I can see that now.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Lydia, because that's a valid point. It does depend what might come next. Let's dispense then with this before we shouldn't sidetrack into reading these things. I apologize for participating in that. There was an objection to the 45 minutes. Let's take a vote on that. It's passed once. It's now the main motion. If you support it, vote yes. If you don't, vote no. Mr. Secretary, please take the roll. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is for the... Okay. Burden? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Coleman?
This is moving to
add 45 minutes.
To add 45 minutes, abstain.
Abstain.
Burden, sorry, I was off the call. Burden votes yes.
Yes, okay. Roberts?
Pass, thanks.
Pass. Saba? Manjay? Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart? Can't hear you, Janice. Excuse me. Can't hear you, Janice. Siegel? Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt?
Abstain.
Excuse me, abstain. Razan? Can't hear you, Lydia.
Oh, is this 45 minutes? No.
No. From Joe?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
I vote no.
No. Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Paula Narr? can't hear you, Jessica. Kitchell?
No.
No. Giselle, yes. Roberts passed. Excuse me.
Did he hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm coughing.
Oh, that's
what
you,
did
sorry.
You say?
I didn't realize you were the one coughing. No, thanks.
No, okay. And I call Saba and Lane Ewart. Okay, that's everybody. Did somebody else pass? No. Okay. Six, five, three.
I'm sorry, what's the final vote count, please?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me count these notes again. It's 663.
I don't know what she got there.
Madam Chair, 663. It's tied.
So the motion's tied?
But doesn't the motion fail?
Not unless the chair wants to vote. I'll vote yes for it. Sure, but
Summer?
Yes.
Doesn't that require two-thirds to extend?
You might have a very valid point there. So the motion does fail. I think that's correct, is it not?
Yep. Because we vote to executive commission.
Beginning. So, okay. All right. What it means is the motion on the floor, though, is the one that whether or not we seat the new delegates on the meeting of January 30th without any more debate. So, because the motion fails to continue time and we're out of time, and that was the motion that was on the floor when we ran out of time. So, if you support seating the new delegates to the PNB by telephone on a meeting of January 30th, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no. Mr. Secretary, please take the roll. Thank you.
Okay. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane York? Can't hear you, Janice. Siegel? Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt?
Yes.
Yes. Razan?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow?
Yes.
Yes.
Tina? I'm sorry, is this two seat directors over the phone on the 30th?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I vote yes.
Yes. Okay. Alan?
Alan said yes.
Yes. Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Nancy? I mean, Hinchel? Sorry. Nancy? Can't hear you, Nancy. UZL abstains. Burton?
Abstain. I abstain. Burton abstain.
Abstain. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Kaba? Monage, did you vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay.
Actually, Saba changes her vote. No.
And can I change my vote to yes?
Wait a minute. Let's see. That's King.
Yes.
You want to change your vote to yes?
Yes.
Okay. And Saba, you want to change your vote to no?
Yes.
Okay.
12-1-2.
Well, that passed. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa?
May I be right? Madam Chair, you know, we haven't had a report from you in an open meeting, and I'm wondering when we're going to announce the vote on the affiliate directors.
Oh, my goodness, and I should have had that for this evening, and I do apologize. Are we meeting again between now and our meeting on the 30th or not?
Yes, on the 23rd.
We meet in 2 weeks.
Sure. Okay, I'll make sure we have a formal announcement. Well, I guess we don't have to have a vote count. I mean, they've both been reelected, so may I announce that?
I hope
so. Or do we want to wait for a vote count? Okay, so I would like to announce and congratulate, with apologies for not having done it at the beginning of the meeting when we were all over our procedural business, but that Heather Gray and Janice Lane Ewart have both been reelected and will continue to on the Pacific International Board as affiliates directors. And
they will continue to endure.
Yeah. And we're very grateful to them both for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I'll have to tell Janice because she's left the call because we've announced it at such a late hour. But, yes, we'd like to thank them both for being such a good board.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege, please.
Yes, John Crumshaw.
Since I was called out for correctly applying Robert's Rules of Order, I have sent the information to the members who may not be familiar with a point of order. When any member notices that a member is out of order and the chair has not so called the action out of order, the member may rise and do that at an in-person meeting. A telephonic meeting, the calling for the point of order, contrary to what the member incorrectly stated, is appropriate, and the chair should then at that point rule. And so if the member is to a point and simply engages in debate, that would be an appropriate use of the point of order. Just wanted to clarify.
Thank you to the stack.
Madam Chair, Manager.
Madam Chair, we adjourn.
Are we adjourned?
No, Benito to the stack.
Somebody stop jacking with the phone.
Really no, the problem is we don't really have a stack because we've closed debate on everything. We're out of time.
No, wait a minute. Somebody just made a statement in summer. Then maybe you can tell me how I can interject.
Okay, Benito, keep it brief, and I'll go to Manage, and please let's not turn this into an extension of time we didn't vote for, okay? So, Benito, quickly, what is it? I mean, the member sent around the Robert's Rules of Order, and I do appreciate that. And, Benito, go ahead. What is it that you want to ask?
No, I was going to make a comment in response to the statement that was just made.
Okay.
Or respond, but I was going to respond to the comment that was just made, if I may.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. If memory serves me, I think that I think it was Serene that corrected John, and I don't think it was an issue of the bylaws one way or the other. It was an issue of, in stopping or interrupting what someone was saying in order to say, well, you know, point of order. That wasn't the issue. It was a question of saying that and then continuing to speak. So the problem, and it's not a question of that particular that last speaker. This is what happens all the time with
point of order.
A whole bunch of us.
Point of order.
Can I finish, Teresa?
Thank you, Benito. Teresa, please. Everyone, I agree. I think everyone needs to be respectful.
Point of order. The meeting is adjourned. It should adjourn.
Well, it hasn't adjourned yet.
We're out of time.
The point is that the meeting has not adjourned yet, and I had the floor, and I've been interrupted.
Teresa, I was simply trying to be polite in that two members, Benito and Manager, wish to say something final. Like, nobody can conduct any business, and we have to get out of here and go to closed session.
But
so,
the point of order is in being polite to one or two people, you're being rude to the rest of the group. I should not have even asked to say anything about the affiliates. I mean, you have to make a decision that we're out of time and we should adjourn.
Yes, Rita. Benito, your point is taken. Monica, do you need to say anything on this, or may we go to closed session?
Yes, actually, I could not hear part of what Director Crimshaw was saying, and this reminds me, and I wanted to say, will you please keep your children off this line, because it's them that are playing with the telephone. And this is so childish. It's unbelievable. If they were my grandchildren, they would be timed out for the whole year. Thank you.
Thank you. The meeting is adjourned. Please, everyone, I'm back on closed session as soon as you can. Thank you.